Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Relief and rescue operations in full swing in landslides and cloudburst affected areas of Ramban district of Jammu and Kashmir. 3 people killed and over 100 rescued. Heavy snowfall and sleet lash Ladakh region, prompting Leh Hill Council to issue high alert for all emergency services. In Canada, Ross Street Gurudwara in Vancouver vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti. Russia and Ukraine exchange largest number of prisoners since beginning of conflict. And in Asian under 15 and under 17 boxing championships, India kick off their campaign with 2 dominant wins on the opening day in Jordan. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway since last night as roads are closed down due to landslides following cloudburst in Seri Bangna area of Ramban district in Jammu region. 3 people were killed in the incident, including 2 children and 1 old aged person. More than 100 people have been rescued. A report.
There have been heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout last night in the Ramban region and the surrounding areas. The landslides and flash floods destroyed many properties in Ramban and also some vehicles along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway in Ramban area. The historic Mughal Road, the alternate national highway which connects twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch of Jammu Division with the Shopia district in Kashmir Valley, has been reopened for vehicular traffic. The highway was opened only for light motor vehicles travelling from Poonch towards Shopian. However, the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, Srinagar-Sonmar-Gumri Road and Sinthan Road continue to remain closed due to prevailing weather and road conditions. Travellers are urged to stay updated through official channels for real-time information. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has expressed grief over the loss of lives and properties. Omar Abdullah said that for now, the focus remains on managing the situation on the ground. He added that citizens are advised to follow travel advisories and avoid non-essential movement in vulnerable areas. With N. Gulshan Raina's report, this is Navanita Adhikari, Akashvani News.
Speaking to the media, Jammu DSP informed that NDRF and SDRF teams are conducting a joint operation to restore normalcy in the region.
यहाँ पे पुलिस एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ सारे मिलके और सिविल क्योरिटीज हमारी जो पुलिस के साथ एसोसिएशन है उनका, उसके अलावा बहुत खुशी की बात यह है कि सिविल लोग भी हमारे साथ मिलके काम कर रहे हैं. वो ये नहीं देख रहे हैं कि कौन है, जॉइंट एफर्ट्स लगा रहे हैं. और जिस तरह से दिन को सब ठीक लग रहा था कि मौसम ठीक हो जाएगा और कई जगहों पे हम क्लियरेंस भी कर चुके थे, लेकिन अभी आप बारिश दोबारा से शुरू हो गई है तो हमारा रेस्टोरेशन वर्क में थोड़ी सी प्रॉब्लम आ रही है. मुझे लगता है सुबह तक हम कुछ, अगर मौसम ठीक रहा तो इस वर्क को दोबारा से तेजी लाएंगे.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. In Ladakh, the weather conditions have turned hazardous with incessant snowfall and sleet since yesterday, paralyzing normal life. Road transport as well as air connectivity have remained affected, causing inconvenience to people and tourists. Our Leh correspondent has filed this report.
School Education Department has directed all the government and private run educational institutions across the Union Territory of Ladakh to remain closed for 3 days from tomorrow due to the inclement weather. As per the report from traffic authorities, Srinagar Leh National Highway will also remain closed for the 3rd consecutive day tomorrow due to snow accumulation. As per report from Met Center Ladakh, there is a possibility of light snowfall at few places tomorrow. It has advised the people, tourists and the concerned department to remain alert for the next 24 hours. People have also advised to ship at separate places till weather improves. The bad weather has created havoc across the UT of Ladakh, damaging recently blossomed apricot flowers, uprooted the trees and the electric poles. All the scheduled flights to Ladakh were also cancelled today due to the bad weather condition in Leh. For Akashvani News, this is Yangchan Dolma from Leh Ladakh.
The Bharatiya Janata Party today launched a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, to spread awareness about the benefits of the Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till the 5th of next month. Under the campaign, the BJP leaders and workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today alleged that the Waqf Amendment Act has been brought by the BJP to create division among communities. Addressing a public meeting at Dalsagar Khel Maidan in Buxar, Mr. Kharge alleged that the new Waqf Act is a conspiracy to create rift in the society. Mr. Kharge claimed that the people of Bihar would reject the NDA alliance in the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. On the other hand, the BJP has countered this allegation of the Congress leader. BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said Mr. Kharge is trying to mislead people. He said Bihar has got a package of 3 lakh crore rupees for development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a 2-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over 4 decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. More from our correspondent.
Saudi Arabia stands as India's 5th largest trade partner, while India ranks as Saudi Arabia's 2nd largest trade partner. During the financial year 2023-24, bilateral trade flourished with India's imports from Saudi Arabia reaching $31.42 billion and exports to Saudi Arabia valued at US$11.56 billion. Saudi Arabia is also a key partner in the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, an ambitious multimodal connectivity project. Indian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Dr. Suhail Ajaz Khan, talks to Akashwani News on this.
IMEC is a very important connectivity project between India and Saudi Arabia and the other regional and international partners. And as part of the IMEC, there are many components. One thing is the multimodal logistic connectivity between India, Saudi Arabia, and on the west side with the Europe. There are other connectivity projects, the data connectivity, electrical grid connectivity, hydrogen supply chain. And among all these things, a lot of progress has taken place.
Both countries are also accelerating talks on a free trade agreement with the Gulf Cooperation Council, aiming to further deepen economic integration and mutual growth. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Jeddah.
In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today released 2 cheetahs, namely Prabhash and Pavak, into the Gandhi Sagar Sanctuary in Mandsaur. On this occasion, he stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has bestowed the pride of transforming Madhya Pradesh, known as the Tiger State, into a cheetah state as well. Dr. Yadav also informed that 4 more cheetahs will arrive from Botswana next month.
गांधी सागर में आज एक नया इतिहास रचा गया है. चीता पुनर्वास की दृष्टि से गांधी सागर अभयारण्य में आज प्रभास और पावक 2 चीतों को छोड़कर के इस चीता अभयारण्य को जीवित करने का प्रयास हुआ है. मेरी अपनी ओर से प्रदेशवासियों देशवासियों को बधाई.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Canada, a prominent Gurudwara in Vancouver was vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti overnight, sparking outrage among the local Sikh community. The incident occurred at the Khalsa Diwan Society Gurudwara, commonly known as the Ross Street Gurudwara. The Gurudwara administration shared images on the platform X, showing the word Khalistan spray-painted in several locations. In a statement, the Khalsa Diwan Society condemned the act, describing it as a deliberate attempt to spread fear and division within the community. It said that a few extremists are undermining the dreams and sacrifices of our elders who worked tirelessly to build a thriving community in a country that celebrates diversity and freedom. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. Reports of Easter celebrations have been received from different parts of the country and abroad. In Goa, Easter vigil services were conducted across churches, chapels, and Catholic institutions to celebrate the occasion. More from our correspondent.
Easter vigil services were conducted across churches, chapels, and Catholic institutions throughout the state of Goa as Christians came together in joyful celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Saturday night. At the St. João Facundo Church in Corley village, the faithful gathered in large numbers to attend the solemn Easter Midnight Mass, considered one of the most important liturgical services in the Roman Catholic Church calendar. The sacred service included multiple readings from the Holy Bible, the blessing of the baptismal water, and the renewal of baptismal vows, profound moments that reflect the core of Christian faith and renewal. As candles flickered and voices lifted in song, the Easter celebrations in Goa stood as a beacon of light, a reminder of faith, renewal, and the promise of new beginnings. This is Mahesh Sopade for Akashvani Panji.
In the USA, thousands of protesters took to the streets across the nation in the second wave of protests against President Donald Trump this month. As per the media reports, the protesters decried Trump's recent actions and labeled them as a threat to the fundamental democratic principles. Known as 50-51, for 50 protests, 50 states, and one movement, the demonstrations coincided with the 250th anniversary of the start of the American Revolutionary War. Russia and Ukraine have conducted the largest prisoner exchange of the war today since the beginning of the conflict between both nations in February 2022. This happened during a short Easter ceasefire declared by Putin. Around 500 soldiers were freed, including some who were injured. The United Arab Emirates helped broker this deal. This exchange took place while peace talks between the two countries remained stalled, a report.
The ceasefire provided a brief pause in hostilities, allowing both sides to focus on humanitarian efforts. The release of the prisoner is seen as a positive step, even though it does not resolve the ongoing conflict. Both nations have been engaged in a prolonged and difficult war. Many families are relieved to have their loved ones back home. The exchange has brought some hope to those affected by the conflict. However, the larger issue between Russia and Ukraine remain unresolved, with peace talks showing little progress. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine of breaking the 30-year Easter ceasefire declared by Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia has continued attacking Ukraine despite announcing a unilateral Easter truce. With Sanjeev's report, Manal Saeed for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Global crude oil prices rose about 5%, registering their first weekly gain in 3 weeks. Brent crude futures settled at $67.96 per barrel, while WTI crude closed at $64.68 per barrel. This rise in prices can be attributed to President Trump's new sanctions aimed at curbing Iran's oil exports, as well as the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries' plan to implement further output cuts. On to sports. India kicked off their campaign at the Asian Under-15 and Under-17 Boxing Championships in Amman, Jordan, with two dominant wins on the opening day. Hardik Dahia in the 43-kilogram category and Rudraksh Singh in the 46-kilogram category secured commanding victories in the preliminary round, marking a strong start for the Indian team. This tournament is the first to be organized by Asian Boxing under the endorsement of both the Olympic Council of Asia and the newly formed World Boxing. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 170 for 5 in 19.3 overs against Mumbai Indians in Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. Mumbai won the toss and elected to bowl first. Chennai Super Kings are at the bottom of the table while Mumbai Indians are at 7th position in the table. Earlier in the day, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 7 wickets in Chandigarh. Chasing a target of 158, Royal Challengers Bengaluru achieved the victory in 18.5 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Relief and rescue operations in full swing in landslides and cloudburst affected areas of Ramban district of Jammu and Kashmir. 3 people killed and over 100 rescued. Heavy snowfall and sleet lash Ladakh region, prompting Leh Hill Council to issue high alert for all emergency services. In Canada, Ross Street Gurudwara in Vancouver vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti. Russia and Ukraine exchanged largest number of prisoners since beginning of conflict, and in Asian under 15 and under 17 boxing championships, India kick off their campaign with two dominant wins on the opening day in Jordan. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.